Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The shortstop, Ivan Dejesu. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Manuel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dejesu hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dejesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Krukow covering, for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty juggles the ball. That's an error on Cromarty. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dejesu fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on DeJesus. Parrish moves to second. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Tabler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Krukow hits a line drive towards the mound. Lee reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Tabler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromarty. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Cromarty steals second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cromarty moves to third. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson who is chasing the ball. Buckner reaches third base with a triple. Bonds scores. DeJesus goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to home to get Buckner. Morales moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Krukow is 0-for-1 in the game. Krukow hits a fly ball into right field. Wallach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Spear reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manuel hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Krukow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. DeJesu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeJesu hits a fly ball into right field. Wallach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Krukow fires to first and picks off Dawson. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Parrish is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0-2 in the game. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tabler is 0-2 in the game. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-2 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive towards the mound. Lee catches it and throws to first to double up Tabler. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wallach is 0-2 in the game. Wallach hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Spear is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2. Manuel is 0-2 in the game. Manuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Mike Phillips now playing second base. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Krukow is 0-2 in the game. Krukow strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bonds is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 2-2. DeJesus is 1-3 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a fly ball into right field. Wallach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1. Cromartie is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a pop-up towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Francona is 0-3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Buckner is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham is 0-3 in the game. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0. Morales is 0-3 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Randy Martz now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner pinch hits for Larry Parrish. John Milner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines pinch runs for John Milner. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Raines steals second. Jerry White pinch hits for Tim Wallach. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.